Tigers are the largest big cat in the world, and currently, 6 subspecies remain in the wild. 3 subspecies of tigers have gone extinct in the last 70 years, with more to come as their populations continue to decline. Unfortunately, all tiger species are endangered. Their colors, size, and strength are why tigers are loved, and these majestic creatures have walked the earth for a few million years. Here you will learn about the largest and strongest tiger species ever to live, a monster of its time that lived thousands of years ago. In any era of time, tigers are true apex predators and key animals in the habitats they live in. Long ago, tigers had to be very big to compete with the other large animals they lived with. Only known by a few fossils, the Ngongdong tiger is the largest and strongest tiger to ever grace the planet and went extinct thousands of years ago. What is the Ngongdong tiger? The Ngongdong tiger, Panthera tigris soloensis, is an extinct subspecies of tiger that lived around 195,000 years ago during the first half of the Pleistocene epoch. Sundaland, Indonesia, and other areas of Southeast Asia are the range this large cat once lived in. Fossil evidence is how we know about this tiger. Their name is in reference to Ngongdong village, where their remains were found. No complete fossils of the Ngongdong tiger have been discovered. We know about this extinct tiger subspecies from only 7 fossil remains. At the time of their excavation, other fossils from the same time period were discovered in the same area. Fossils found where this tiger species was uncovered include that of Rhinoceros sundaicus, Tapirus indicus, Elephas hysudrindicus, and Stegodon trigonocephalus. Early human fossils of the Homo erectus were also found in the area near the Ngongdong tiger, and it is believed they fed on many of these animals. Time period of the Ngongdong tiger. The Pleistocene epoch is the time period in which the Ngongdong tiger lived. Genetic research suggests this species became extinct at the end of the Pleistocene era, but it is unknown why. Giant hyenas, large tapir, rhinos, saros, and the gigantic ape Gigantopithecus are just a few megafaunas living in Southeast Asia during the Pleistocene epoch. Climate change is theorized as the reason the Ngongdong tiger went extinct. Southeast Asia's forests were abundant in the early Pleistocene until grasslands became more dominant. By the end of the Pleistocene period, the shifting climate from forests to grasslands, then back to rainforests, was one of the causes of the extinction of large megafauna. Early humans may also have played a role in the Ngongdong tiger's extinction. Size and appearance. The Ngongdong tiger is estimated to have reached a weight of 800 plus pounds and stood around 3.9 feet tall. They had a length of 8.5 feet or 13.5 feet, including their tail. With their size, the Ngongdong tiger is the largest tiger species to ever exist. It is larger than today's species, like the Siberian or Bengal tiger. Ngongdong tiger compared to modern tigers. Tigers come in many sizes, but since the Ngongdong tiger lived alongside other giants, it grew much larger. Tigers are sexually dimorphic, and like most other big cats, males grow to be much larger than females. Extinction. Most tigers are on the verge of becoming extinct, and if not protected, they may end up like the ancient giant tiger that once lived. Poaching was originally one of the main reasons modern tigers have become extinct. The main problems that tigers face now are habitat loss, with an estimated 95% loss of their historical range. Humans have destroyed tigers' habitats by building infrastructure and clearing forests. Some estimates have tigers becoming extinct within only a few decades. Maintaining the natural forests tigers live in are the only way to preserve them in the wild.